And you know, one thing I realized as I was studying my human design is that life is not about working hard and controlling everything. Really, it's about understanding how you show up energetically so you can begin to operate through life with more ease and flow. Why? Because we're learning to connect with our intuition and we're beginning to learn what it's required to co-create with the universe. On the most practical level, human design shows you where and how to access your body's consciousness as a decision-making tool and ultimately how to live as your true and authentic self. And by understanding your energy type and using it correctly, you experience more flow in your life, right? You learn how to exchange energy in the world in a way that you eliminate resistance. So today we're talking about manifesting generators. And the language of human design is really geared to help you understand who you are. And me being a manifesting generator, some challenges I've had to encounter as a man trying to align with my design, but also trying to cut through the noise of conditioning. So how do you know if you're a manifesting generator? Well, if you're a manifesting generator, it will be illustrated on your chart, which you can get through Genetic Matrix or MyBodyGraph.com. The first characteristic of a manifesting generator is you'll have a defined sacral, which means you have this sustainable energy. Secondly, you'll have a defined motor connected through to the throat, which allows you to bring things into manifestation. Third, that motor connected to the throat can be direct or indirect from any of your motor centers, which means your root, your solar plexus, your sacral, or the heart. And lastly, only manifesting generators and generators will have this defined sacral. Manifesting generators also make up 32% of the population. Their aura is this magnetic, vibrant aura, and they're meant to share that energy and aura with others. And their role in humanity is really to be those express builders and build and focus and do what they love. And for my manifesting generators, I know you're not going to like this, but you have to wait for things to show up in your outer reality before you initiate. You know, because you move quickly than others, just understanding that having patience and knowing that moving quickly is your gift will allow you to guide others rather than having the expectation that they should move quickly. Perhaps we can use our gifts as a way to guide people so they can become more efficient in certain areas as well. Manifesting generators are meant to go through life trying different things. They're experimental learners, meaning their growth comes from sampling different things to get an idea of what they like and then using those ideas to help others grow and evolve. Now, this way of living can be challenging, especially when the dominant culture frowns on people that like to try different things or take different career paths, especially career paths that are non-linear, right? Oftentimes, someone who tries a bunch of different things can be seen as scattered or all over the place. So that person might end up staying in the same career or job or relationship just to avoid being seen as being all over the place, right? Because somehow society thinks that the key to success is starting something and finishing it, right? Staying in that same place because that seems more reliable and stable. So your strategy is the way your energy type can maximize the ways you attract opportunities and synchronicity. Everything you want as a soul is not a coincidence. And everything that you desire wants you. You just have to follow your strategy and authority because they serve as signposts and symbols and synchronicities to bring you towards your desires. For manifesting generators, your strategy is to respond and inform. And much like the generators, the manifesting generator needs to respond to events that occur in their reality. The second part of how you'd make decisions is using your authority. Now, for me, I'm an emotional authority, so I constantly have to wait for my emotions to neutralize before I make a decision. You know, I can make a decision from an excited place, and then once the situation and the novelty wears off, I realize like maybe I didn't want to participate in that. So for me, it's really about allowing my emotions to neutralize. Give yourself permission to sleep on things. Sometimes people want you to make decisions in haste, like tell me right away. Rather than leading from a place of emotion, allow your emotions to neutralize. Let them say, you know, I need to get back to you or I'll sleep on it. But give yourself time to make a sound decision so you're not making it from an emotionally charged place. Next, MGs are meant to inform. And as you inform, everything becomes easier. Now, know that informing is not asking, but informing is the path of least resistance, right? Because we have this nonverbal creative energy, when we don't inform and we get interrupted, it creates frustration and it creates this energetic ripple. But when we do inform, it creates less of a ripple because that is the path of least resistance, allowing us to have more flow. Now, part of the reason why I love human design is it really helps us cut through the noise of conditioning. It really allows that process of deconditioning to begin. You know, when we're living out of alignment, we're living in our conditioning. And when we're living in our conditioning, we think that everything that we need and require is actually outside of us when it's actually just within. Our condition reinforces the belief that everything we want is outside of us. And thus we need to go out and get it. We need to go out and chase because we feel like initiating will make things happen. So we initiate out of fear or this false sense of urgency. You know, when we live this way, we end up forcing things to happen. We feel like if we're not doing anything, nothing will happen. So we end up using our energy inefficiently because we feel like in order for things to happen, we have to go out and do things, which by default is saying that I don't feel like what's meant for me will come for me unless I'm doing something. You know, as I started to learn my human design, I really understood that I'm living in my conditioning. And then it started to be about cutting through the noise of conditioning. You know, I realized that we're constantly bombarded with the message that you need to go out, you need to chase, you need to go after what you want, you need to forge the way. And if you're not doing those things, you're not going to be successful. Now, coupled on top of that is just kind of being a man, you're constantly bombarded with, you know, real men go after what they want and real men get the job done and real men work ridiculous hours. So then what ended up happening for me is like you end up even chasing things that are not meant for you because you feel like everything needs to be a chase. Everything needs to be accomplished. Everything needs to be, you know, sought after. So you're constantly in this place where you're constantly using your energy inefficiently to get what you want and go after what you want. You know, when I look at my relationships, I was constantly even chasing after women. And we live in a culture that promotes men chasing women. And it's not about chivalry, but it's really about finding balance, right? It's about responding to the universal cues. And what I would do is I would ignore my cues. I would ignore my strategy and authority. And I would only chase because I felt that I had to in order to be accepted by my peers or by a woman or to be doing what men should do. And that's the thing. I felt like in order to be seen or in order to be successful, I had to go out and chase. But when you examine the energetics around chasing, it feels so inauthentic, right? It's about taking that time, waiting for the synchronicities and co-creating with the universe, which for us requires responding. So how do we begin that process of cutting through the noise of conditioning so we can start to live in alignment? And how we can identify if we're living out of alignment is we're living in our not self. So what is our not self? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's what happens when we allow our conditioning to take over and drive our life forward, instead of allowing our natural authority and strategy to make our decisions. So the not self themes for the manifestation generator are anger and frustration. Anger is gonna happen when your creative flow is interrupted, and frustration is gonna happen when you're doing things that don't light you up or spending energy inefficiently. You know, sometimes we say like everything's okay or nothing's wrong, or I'm not frustrated when we actually are. But those signals are trying to get you back into alignment. They're trying to get you out of that job that's no longer serving you, that's depleting your energy. They're trying to get you out of that relationship that's no longer healthy or serving you, but we're staying in it because of scarcity and fear. It's really at the end of the day, it's about surrendering, paying attention to what our body is saying, what our intuition is saying, and getting out of our head and stepping out of the conditioning that's keeping us feeling small, scared, and afraid. You know, part of your understanding your design is surrendering to the universe, surrendering to your intuition, and surrendering to your energy. I know for the longest time as a man, I wasn't in touch with my emotions because I thought that emotions weren't a good thing. So I was taught to suppress my emotions so I can be more stoic and think things through from a logical, rational standpoint. But the more I align with my human design, the more I understand that A, emotions are not only natural, but they're also signposts and they're letting you know what's aligned for you and what isn't. And they're constantly guiding you so you can be the best version of yourself, so you can heal yourself and you can align with yourself. And you can break free from the things that are no longer serving you. You know, the real beauty of human design for me is it really brings you back to authentically who you are and who you should be before conditioning. You know, rather than living your conditioning, you're living in what's alignment for you, your soul, and your spirit. You know, it's moving away from what we should do and doing what we're aligned to do, what lights us up, what fuels our soul. And as long as we continue to do that, you'll feel it and you know it. Right? It's really about stepping into that true version of yourself, speaking your truth, knowing your truth, and living your truth.